Excitement at Lystra. Driven from Iconium, the apostles went to Lystra and Derbe, in Lycaonia. Among these largely heathen, superstitious people were some who were willing to accept the gospel. In these places the apostles decided to labor. In Lystra there was no synagogue, though a few Jews were living in the town. Many of the inhabitants worshipped Jupiter. When Paul and Barnabas explained the simple truths of the gospel, many sought to connect these doctrines with the worship of Jupiter. The apostles endeavored to impart a knowledge of the Creator and His Son. They first directed attention to the works of God, the sun, moon, and stars, the order of the recurring seasons, the mighty snow-capped mountains, and other varied wonders of nature, which showed a skill beyond human comprehension. Through these, the apostles led the minds of the heathen to contemplate the ruler of the universe. Having made plain these fundamental truths, the apostles told the Lystrians of the Son of God, who came from heaven because he loved the children of men. They spoke of his life, his rejection, his trial and crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension to heaven to act as man's advocate. While Paul was telling of Christ's work as a healer, he saw a cripple whose eyes were fastened on him and who believed his words. Paul's heart went out in sympathy toward the afflicted man, in whom he discerned one who had faith to be made well. Paul commanded the cripple to stand. The sufferer had been able to sit only, but now he instantly obeyed, and for the first time in his life stood on his feet. Strength came with faith, and he sprang up and walked. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Their tradition was that the gods occasionally visited the earth. Barnabas they called Jupiter, the father of gods, because of his venerable, dignified bearing, mildness, and benevolence. Paul they believed to be Mercury, because he was the chief speaker, active and eloquent. The Lystrians prevailed on the priest of Jupiter to honor the apostles, and he brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to offer sacrifice with the people. Unaware of these preparations, Paul and Barnabas had sought rest. Soon, however, their attention was attracted by music and the shouting of a large crowd who had come where they were staying. The apostles tore their garments and rushed out among the multitude in the hope of preventing further proceedings. In a loud voice which rose above the shouting, Paul said, "Men, why are you doing this? We also are men, of like nature with you, and bring you good news, that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them." Notwithstanding Paul's endeavors to direct the people to God as the only object worthy of adoration, so firm had been their belief that these men were indeed gods and so great their enthusiasm, that they were scarcely restrained. The Lystrians had seen a cripple who had never been able to walk, rejoice in perfect health and strength. Only after much careful explanation on the part of Paul and Barnabas regarding their mission as representatives of the God of heaven and of his Son, the great healer, did the people give up their purpose.